Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
And welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back. Hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there in the listening world to us, Nolan and myself. So we're into week three. We're going to go from a Jackson Holiday talk to a Jack Leiter talk tonight on the show, making the debut tomorrow for the Texas Rangers. And obviously, we've got games going on as the recording. We'll talk about them a little bit, but lots of movement over the last week. Lots of teams starting to settle in, as you often see this time of year. And lots of players staying hot, too. Some of them nice to be bouncing back, a la Mike Trout. We got some other players we're going to be talking about as well during tonight's episode. So we're excited to get going with it, and we hope you're excited as well. So, like I said, hopefully you were able to get up and get after it and get dirty this week. If you were playing, coaching, parenting, whatever it was, I had a great week over here in Europe and that with training and talking with parents and helping educate and empower them on the game of baseball and motivate their kids. So it's all good. And I know, Nolan, you're getting closer to May now, so closer to your season starting up again, too. So I'm sure you're excited about that as well. So we'd love it. But as always, before we get there, Dirtbags, do want to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro. You can check them out at ripgrippro.com. That's Tress Sullivan and his team, as you know, with their hitting training aid. Highly recommended. Great, great tool, as you've heard me talk about. I believe in it. And check it out, or feel free to message me on Instagram, Facebook, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Happy to talk about it with you. And, of course, the rope trainer as well. You know, and if you're looking for apparel, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You know, we'll always hook you up. We're happy to do that, and happy to see you wearing the apparel wherever you are, for sure. So, like I said at the top, you know, there's been a lot of shaking going on this week, and we're pumped up about it. Some big matchups, obviously. Toronto Blue Jays playing the Yankees in a three-game set. They're in game three right now. We'll talk about that a little bit. And teams that need to make a bit of a move as well, Nolan. I'm sure you're going to be all over that one too as well. And Corbin Burnes going back and beating his Milwaukee Brewers over the weekend. So lots to talk about, Dirtbags. So settle in, get your favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're going to get after it.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But mark my words, I did it. With Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off. An Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off. And Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and save big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you just said at the top of the show, we got Jack Leiter, former number 2 overall draft pick by the Texas Rangers out of Vanderbilt. He will be starting tomorrow against the Detroit Tigers.
Detroit.
So, obviously, the kid over the past year has done some leaps and bounds compared to his first couple of seasons in the minor leagues. I mean, obviously, like, just with the way he finished last year and his first couple starts this year down in the minors, and especially with the way that Texas's rotation is right now, just with all the injuries and everything like that, this to me is a no-brainer. You want to give the kid a chance. He's pitched well down in the minors to start out. And obviously, supremely talented. Family lineage. Guy was a former son of a major leaguer, obviously, dad being Al Leiter. I mean, he's a kid. Coming out of Vandy, he was obviously number one pitching prospect that year. Kid was legit back then. We'll see how he does up in the major leagues. I haven't seen enough of him down in the minor leagues yet to really get a full picture on how his professional career has gone up to this point. So I can't speak from personal experience or anything like that. But, I mean, you kind of have a good feeling that this kid, obviously, with the makeup and everything like that and the pedigree of his dad, he should come right up there and be hopefully a rotational solution for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, by all reports that I've read, Bruce Bochy was high on him in spring training. Chris Young, the GM down there, president, very high on him. And you know what? Corrected a lot of it. And that came out as the ASO staff for Vanderbilt. But as we know, right, it's a huge jump from the major leagues to college level. And so, you know what? It's probably good that he went through those tough two seasons with the Rangers because, you know what? You correct the mechanics. You tighten it up. You execute your pitches more consistently because you have to. And by all accounts, it sounds like he's there. And why not? Bring him up. Detroit's playing good baseball right now. It's not a weak team by any stretch of the imagination to put him in there. It's interesting. the timing's just good. The timing's good. It's going to be a little bit cool in Detroit, I would think. But, hey, get after it, big dog. That's what you're there for. Number two pick, settle in, get things going. And like you said, help Texas navigate that rotation right now. Hopefully settle in, smooth it out, carry on until they get the big horses back this summer.
Then after yesterday's loss, I mean, Alex Cora, obviously Tristan Casas had a huge base running mistake. He hits a leadoff double, then attempts to steal third, right? Gets thrown out by, well, a mile, it seemed like. And Alex Cora did not mince words. Says you cannot do that. He's been in the big leagues long enough. He knows better than that. That was inexcusable. 27 outs, way too valuable. This is the type of stuff that I don't mind managers getting on their players for. I get guys trying to be aggressive, and especially in today's day and age. But, I mean, you got to look at it from the perspective of you just hit a double. You're already in scoring position. Casas ain't a guy that's stealing 30-plus bases on a year-by-year basis. Why are you trying to force the issue and get to third base where you know that's a shorter throw for a catcher? Guns him down easily. And that's why Alex Cora, man, I mean, even though he was involved in the cheating scandal and everything like that on two different teams, oddly enough, obviously one with Boston, one with Houston the year before, vice versa. And you're like, yeah, like, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. Houston in 17, Boston in 18, sorry. Yep. And then, yeah, so I mean, like, this is the type of stuff that obviously irks managers the wrong way, and it shouldn't. It should irk veterans in the clubhouse the wrong way. Like, if I'm a veteran player, I'm not even having my manager necessarily say that to him. I'm pulling the kid aside and I'm having a conversation with him like, dude, what are you doing? You got to use your head in this situation. And Boston, I get it. They don't have their Justin Turners or their other veteran guys that they've had in years past. But still, like, this is not a, he's not a young kid anymore to the point where he should be making these type of mistakes.
Well, you learn it in Little League, right? Don't run yourselves out of innings and stuff like that. So for it to happen in the major leagues, I mean, hey, I realize the juggernaut that is the AL East, and Boston got off to a great start and struggling over the last maybe week, 10 days. But still, you got to play smart baseball. Aggressive, controlled aggression, right?
Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, obviously this week, couple injuries. Christian Yelich, back strain. Ozzie Albies, fractured toe. Rafael Devers has some knee discomfort. Looks like that's about Devers. It for the major players right now. And then obviously Devers, you get Justin Verlander making his season debut on Friday.
Man, got to be excited about Houston, man. Got to be excited about that for sure. So back to the Devers one, that was quite the collision with him and Tyler O'Neill. What did O'Neill end up getting? Eight stitches.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one too, because obviously you're looking at it. And then I saw some Cardinals fans saying this is the issue with Tyler O'Neill. Obviously, I'm a huge Cardinals fan. Obviously, we're Canadian. Same as Tyler O'Neill. I never had the privilege of playing with Tyler O'Neill. Obviously, him being a BC boy, we're in Ontario. But yeah, so I mean, he's obviously a tough guy. But yeah, you take a shot to the head like that, eight stitches. No matter how you spin it, that's not going to be a fun one. And yeah, people are like, well, this is the issue with Tyler O'Neill. He gets injured every year. It's like, how is that a controllable injury? Most of Tyler O'Neill's injuries throughout his career have been controllable soft tissue injuries and stuff like that. It's the same as Eloy Jimenez, right? Supremely talented Eloy Jimenez is. Every year that dude's, he's a Band-Aid. Like, he gets injured week one of each season, it seems like. And I mean, Tyler O'Neill, unfortunately, yes, he does get injured quite a bit. This one is just a freak accident. That's not a typical Tyler O'Neill injury.
No, definitely, or whatever. Now, especially the start that he's had, he's bounced back. And I mean, what's he at? I think six or seven bombs already. I mean, he's carrying that team on the offensive side of the ledger. Yeah, that's an unfortunate, but that's an all out play too, right? You want to see your players doing that, making that full out effort and stuff like that. And unfortunately that was the outcome of it. So disappointing for sure. But on the other side, hey, you can't be disappointed in the effort.
Also, other news, a big time guys making their season debuts this week. You get Jordan Montgomery supposed to start on Friday. So, I mean, that'll be a good look for Arizona. Obviously a team that's not, I don't know if it's the World Series hangover that they always talk about. Obviously, they didn't win the World Series last year, finished second. But, I mean, still, you're looking at it. Arizona has not been off to a hot start this year. Any sort of reinforcements that they can get, and especially with the way that Gallen's been pitching. Gallen's been lights out for him. Merrill Kelly's kind of been up and down so far to start out the year. Eduardo Rodriguez obviously still on the shelf. But, I mean, Jordan Montgomery coming back, obviously he'll be on a pitch count limit of probably around 70 to 75 pitches. So don't expect a complete game, Arizona fans out there. But, yeah, I mean, either way, it's going to be exciting for you guys to get your first taste of Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah, especially. I mean, Carroll hasn't got anything going for them. The offense is kind of ho-hum right now, haven't settled in and got the pieces working like they had last year or whatever and that. They're still fine there. But like you said, I mean, it's early. So we always say every game counts, and it does. There's no question about it. On the other side of that, you're right. Stabilize that rotation. Give a little bit of depth behind Zach Gallen, like you said, and you know what? They'll be all right. Troy Lovello will get them working.
Yeah, then obviously one more of the bigger news that I forgot to break as well. Obviously, this past week, Spencer Strider, one of the favorites for National League Cy Young pitcher, underwent Tommy John surgery. We kind of talked about it a little bit last week, just saying he had some damage that they had to go and get cleaned up and take a look at it. Turns out, yeah, Tommy John. So he's going to be down on the shelf. So immediately, this is kind of where I'm going with it, Kirk, because I know you like hearing about him. Mr. Trevor Bauer, immediately the Braves fans got kicking the tires, saying, hey, if Dylan Cease was too expensive when you guys were in trade talks with Chicago back in the fall and winter time when you guys were talking, why not reach out to Trevor Bauer? $740,000 or whatever league minimum is this year looks pretty good for a boy.
Yeah, and I mean, if anybody's been paying attention, he's been doing a lot of social media talks and stuff like that. And from what I've seen, it's been back to where he was a few years ago, too, just talking about his development, how he works, how he executes. There's a lot of good information out there. If you're a player, a parent, or a coach, I mean, put aside his off-field struggles. You know what? When it comes down to it, and he's talking about his pitching and his arm strength and his arm health, a lot of good information. I highly recommend going and checking it out if you haven't already. So, Dirtbags, settle in. We're going to be right back here with the next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where you got us going now?
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of wanted to touch about this in the curtain call questions, but I think it'll be too long for that this week. Angel Hernandez. All right, I know everybody at this point has basically seen the videos from last week's Houston Astros versus Texas Rangers game of Wyatt Langford getting punched out on three straight pitches that weren't even remotely close to the zone. All right. Angel Hernandez is not the only umpire this year that has been off to just a horrible start. I don't know about you fans out there, but like I'm looking at it. They're like games have risen by 2 minutes this year so far to start out with. Averages are down by an average of 7 points. And I'm looking at it like Marcell Ozuna earlier in the year. He got punched out on a sinker that was literally mid-shin high. And keep in mind, Marcell Ozuna right now is the best hitter in baseball, in my opinion. I mean, leads for home runs, leads for RBIs. Like, guy's just off to a fantastic start. And he's getting punched out on one mid-shin high. Like, Wyatt Langford's getting punched out by one you need a golf scooper for like, the water and everything like that. Like, it's not even... It wasn't even like it was a reachable pitch for him to hit. Like, it was literally in the other batter's box. The catcher was completely set up over that far. And I've seen that across baseball. Like, and it has not been a good start at all for umpires. So, as a hitter, man, I mean, like, sure, they say you got to adjust. But it is so tough for a hitter to adjust to stuff like that when you're constantly seeing that. And it's like, how's the MLB? And I get that the MLB umpires are all unionized, but it's like, Jesus Christ. How do you guys allow people like Angel Hernandez to continue to call games? Like, there should honestly be, because there's a minor league umpire system that is in place. And, like, this is primarily the reason why fans are screaming Bloody Mary over getting the robot umpires up to call games behind the plate. Because obviously it's the most fair system out there. It's about as close to as accurate as you can get. And if there's a mistake, then obviously the catcher can challenge it and everything like that. But I'm just sitting there watching it. I'm like, as a catcher, I would have loved to have had Angel Hernandez. In my men's league, I love having umpires like Angel Hernandez. For a catcher, obviously, I'm saying. But it's like from a hitter's perspective, I would absolutely lose my mind. And as a pitcher, if I get a guy like an Angel Hernandez calling strikes like he was on Wyatt Langford there, I am literally the entire game throwing pitches that far outside. I would never challenge a hitter inside. I would just continue to go into the other batter's box. And if he's going to consistently call that for me, I am not leaving that spot. Because what I saw the other night was an absolute travesty to a young kid coming up. Obviously, he's played what? At that point in time, I think it was like 8 games in the major leagues, 9 games in the major leagues. And you're getting punched out by calls like that. What do you even do? You sit there, you walk back to the dugout, and I guess the guys on the team, they just kind of say, well, welcome to the Angel Show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's holding up MLB. I guess just so many other moves, strategies, and still getting some backlash from players. And I realize that's really not even a player issue. You're not going against the players. You're going against the umpires. And like you said, I think I never wanted to see it. But when you see it like that, Nolan, you're right. Things got to change because umpires, you're being given the rope to survive, if that's the right way of saying it. And when you're doing that, it's not just Angel Hernandez, like you said. Obviously, he always comes to the forefront. But I don't know when that conversation does start with the MLB and they just say, you know what, guys, you've given us no room to maneuver anymore. We have to make that move because you're right. You're talking about 95 miles an hour plus for the majority of the major leagues, less than a second to make a decision. And your eye is that trained because you see so many balls repetitively over a season, over a year of training and everything else, that you're trained to know the strike zone to the best of your ability. And let's be honest, they're the best in the world, major leaguers. And they do know it. And you're right. When that, it's easy to just sit there and say, throw it away. Just throw that at bat, throw that game away. And they're right. That's all you can do. But on the other side of it, it's like, wait a minute. I'm trying to make a paycheck here. At some point in time, if that happens enough times, you're going to use that against me in arbitration. You're going to use that against me in contract talk. Somewhere it's going to come back and bite me personally when I had no outcome on that. That's a situation where I had no outcome at all. It's getting to the end of the rope, Noel, and that's all I can say on that one. Dirtbags, love to have your opinions on that one for sure. Because that's a hot topic. There's right now that is a hot topic. It should be a hot topic. So send in your thoughts to us on Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and love to hear about it.
Yeah, and then obviously want to jump into Cedric Mullins today. Hits a walk-off home run. I mean, realistically, like I'm looking at it, right? And Baltimore obviously hasn't gotten off to the start that Baltimore wanted to get off to. They've been playing better over the past week, absolutely. But obviously based off of kind of how last year went for him and everything like that, projections were super high, and with good reason. Good young team, 90% of the team was coming back, replaced Felix Bautista with Craig Kimbrel, and Craig Kimbrel, all he's done is shove since being thrown into the ninth inning role. I'm looking at it, right, man, like this Colton Cowser kid, I know he's been up there, what, basically 2 years officially type of deal. Kind of one of those guys that would get shuttled in between AAA and the major leagues. But the start that he's had to the year, hitting .405, four bombs, 15 RBIs, like, and timely clutch hits, man. He's doing a great job of carrying that team. Obviously, there's other guys there too, but I'm just sitting there watching their games and like, man, that Colton Cowser kid, he's jumping off. Obviously, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, Ryan Mountcastle seems to have his swing figured out pretty good again. He's launching balls over left field. But you're like, yeah, like, obviously, we talked about it in last week's episode with Jackson Holliday getting called up. But you're like, man, like, this is the type of excitement that Baltimore needs to have.
Well, with today's win, they're at 12-6. So, I mean, you're right. They're making the correction. They obviously had the big hoopla last week with Jackson Holliday. Took them most of the week to get that first hit and got it going. They came back and won that game. Corbin Burnes doing great. Kimbrel settled in really nice with that. Holy cow. Off to a great start. What is he? 3-0 with today. He got the win today. 1.13 ERA. I mean, looks like vintage. Craig Kimbrel, fantastic. You mentioned a bunch of guys. You can go right down to Westberg, hitting over 300 right now. Lineup's looking good. And, I mean, let's be honest, Jackson Holliday is going to take care of himself over the long haul. So they're coming around. They're coming around, and a great bounce back for Cedric Mullins. Love it. He's up to 5 home runs, first career walk-off today, and looks good. Last year he struggled very severely for them.
And then on the flip side, obviously you get Houston. I don't know what the heck's happening down in Houston. Like 6-13 as of right now. They're in the bottom of the ninth against the Braves. It's 4-4 game. But 6-13 Houston Astros. And you still have Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, Jose Abreu. Like the list goes on and on. Obviously no Verlander until Friday. But, like, I'm looking at it, and, I mean, we talked about it in the offseason. Martin Maldonado leaving that team, I think, is playing a bigger role than anything right now in the demise of that team. Because the pitching staff doesn't look the same. Obviously, Framber Valdez is injured as well. Yes, I get that. But I'm just saying, man, like, I'm looking at this, and nothing about this, and I get Dusty Baker left as well. Nothing about this looks like the same Houston Astros team that we've known for the past, what, 8 years, 9 years, since they started their run of being the AL perennial powerhouse that they've been. Like, this is a night and day team.
Well, and even Altuve, he had to carry him last week when they came back, got some wins against the Rangers again. Hunter Brown finally had a good start last night. Other than that, he was over 12 ERA. I think he dropped it down to around 10 ERA with last night's good performance. But exactly right. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I mean, you're right. There's just something that's just not clicking yet at this point in time. On the flip side of that, you got the Braves, and like you spoke about early on, they lose Albies for probably 10 plus days with the broken toe. They're going to be fine. I think they're going to be okay without him. Enough depth there, enough guys doing their job up and down the lineup. Pitching hasn't been outstanding to me or whatever in that, but there's enough. And like you said, right now, the best hitter in baseball with Osuna, what, he's up to 8 today on the home runs. You know, again, just good depth. Jared Kelenic hasn't put the power numbers up, but he's hitting well over 300 right now too. So that's going to come for them as well. So again, that good, honest depth of people you can count on. It's I think they're going to be fine without Albies, but you're right. The Houston Astros, they just look lost right now. I know everybody's saying they're going to be fine, and chances are they will, but I don't know, man. They're missing some key pieces. Verlander coming back on Friday night, if that's the call, Nolan, that's an important guy to have back and settle in right away. Obviously, he has the experience and the knowledge to settle in right away. But if he doesn't, boy, they're digging a hole. And not that anybody's running away with it in the AL West. None of the teams have gotten hot, got really going. But When you got to put a lot of wins together to get back to 500, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, I mean, everybody in the AL West has been struggling so far to start. But yeah, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break to take your curtain call questions.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
I love the signs of spring. Birds chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their Spring Savings Bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Spotted myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Welcome back to Bex. Time for the curtain call questions, Nolan. So, got some hot and happy New York Mets fans coming in. So, hey, started out pretty abysmal. All of a sudden, they win today. They're at 10-8. What is it? And they still got a J.D. Martinez to call up, too.
Yeah, I think that that's the biggest thing. J.D. Martinez, once he comes back in that, once he comes back into that lineup, obviously that's going to add a thumper and a true major league hitter. Not really a heck of a lot going on right now with Francisco Lindor. Obviously, he needs to get that figured out. But, I mean, the fans giving him the standing ovation. They wanted to give him the Trey Turner treatment from last year. I don't know, man. The Mets, obviously, it's I'm not going to say a rebuild year by any stretch of the imagination. When, like, you're looking up and down that lineup, obviously, that's still a fantastic lineup. Still got Starling Marte, Harrison Bader, a home run today. Pete Alonso, obviously, he's doing his thing so far to start out the year. But I'm just looking at it like the pitching staff is just a makeshift pitching staff that, for whatever reason right now, seems to be holding it better than they were last year at pretty much any point. So I got to tip my cap, obviously, the job that they're doing there in New York or with the New York Mets. They're keeping or they're holding their own. I can't see them still being a competitive team in the NL East. Obviously, it's very early in the year to be saying stuff like that. But I'm still just looking at it like Philly, Atlanta. Those are the two cream of the crop teams out of that division to me. Like the Mets, I think they're going to be a good team this year, sure, but they'll probably be close to 500 all the way throughout for the year.
Yeah, I mean, one good signing so far is Severino. He's looked good. He got the win today. He's at 2-1, a 3 ERA roughly. That so far, it's been good. He's had good outings for them. Hopefully, he can hold it down. Obviously, it's a while for Senga. And like you said, at the end of the day, hey, New York Mets fans, it's a good story right now. They're playing good baseball. Enjoy it. Take it for what it's worth. And ride it out as long as it can. So let's go to the West Coast. San Francisco fans, a little frustrated with Mr. Blake Snell. Not so excited at this point in time. Thoughts? Just got him up there too quick. Should have held him down a little bit before they put him in the rotation. He just needs a few more starts. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think they probably rushed him up a little bit before he should have been ready to come type of deal. Like, I mean, and here's the tough thing, right? Blake Snell, obviously they got him on a 2-year deal. So it's not like it's just a one and done this year and that's it. You move on, cut ties, right? I don't know. Blake Snell's not a guy that's ever going to give you 6-7 innings, right? He's pretty much that 5-inning guy and high strikeout guy. A lot of pitchers rack him up, get him done. But I don't know. I mean, just the way that he's been starting so far this year for them, it does seem like kind of like a Kevin Gausman situation in Toronto where something's just not right with him right now. And they might need to think about, I don't know, necessarily pushing back his next start or doing a bullpen session or something like that in between starts to the point where, okay, he's got to get his arm coming back up and live again. Because right now, it's not dead arm by any stretch of the imagination. It just seems like he doesn't have the same life in his arm.
Milwaukee Brewers, lose Brandon Woodruff, trade Corbin Burns, and yet they're still wheeling and dealing. Won another one today, 1-0 against the Padres. Basically a bullpen day, but Freddie Peralta and the boys stepping up. Stepping up for Pat Murphy's Brewers. The lineup stepping up for the most part. Does it go all the way back to the Rhys Hoskins right off the start of the season, firing the boys up in New York? What do you got there?
Combination. I mean, that's a fantastic lineup. Like, you're looking up and down, right? And it's basically a continuation of last year's, plus Rhys Hoskins. So obviously they added power. William Contreras, you can't say enough good things about him. Like the job that he's doing. I think as of last night, I know he was leading the National League for average. I'm not quite sure after today's games if we'll still be up there or not. But, I mean, I'm looking at him. Christian Yelich, obviously, prior to going on the IL with his back, he was having a fantastic season to start out with. Rhys Hoskins, like you said, he's been clutch when needed. Obviously, the young kids there. Jackson Chourio, like we said in last week, hasn't really done too much yet up at the major leagues to the point where he's making a huge significance. But either way, I mean, that's a great lineup. And the pitching staff of you really want to talk about just a makeshift, throw-together pitching staff after losing two of your perennial top 10 Cy Young guys in Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns. Freddie Peralta, he's done a fantastic job being the team ace. Jacob Junis has done a good job stepping in there. The rest of the guys there have done a fantastic job so far. So, I mean, like you said, like the bullpen, the back end, especially without Devin Williams, considering he's down for, what, 4 to 6? Like 4 to 6 months, I think. Like the back end of the bullpen's done a fantastic job of keeping that team in games.
Never hardly talk about them, Nolan, Washington Nationals fans right now. I'm feeling pretty good about their Mackenzie Gore finally, their C.J. Abrams, getting that back for the Max Scherzer trade back in the day. And
James Woods knocking on the door.
Joey Gallo.
James Woods is knocking on the door, too.
Another big hammer, man. What do you – just a feel-good story right now. They're up 2-0 against the Dodgers right now, bottom of the eighth. They're throwing some big losses early in the season against – big contending teams. Like they're starting to settle in and be a team.
Yeah, the Joey Gallo stat line to me is still absolutely ridiculous. I read that he just had his 200th career home run and is hitting 197 for his career. That is,
yep.
I mean, Joey Gallo is Joey Gallo. There's no surprises with what you're getting out of him at this point in his career. So, I mean, for him, 200 career home runs, shout out, big fella. But yeah, that was a hilarious stat line that I saw.
Nick Lodolo comes back for our Cincinnati Red fans this week, throws a gem. Does that help stabilize that staff, or what are you feeling there? I'm not feeling a lot out of Hunter Green yet. He's throwing big strikeouts as he always does, but no innings. Last night, I think he had 10 Ks, but over 4 innings, threw almost 100 pitches. But Lodolo, great to see him back in the lineup. Maybe it does. Maybe over the next couple of weeks, everything just settles down, gets them going. What do you think?
Yeah, Nick Lodolo, I mean, he was a guy last year I took him in fantasy, had very high hopes for, and unfortunately got injured. And then, yeah, obviously missed the whole year, comes back, strikes out 10 in his season debut, goes 5 and a third or 5 2/3, can't remember off the top of my head. I hit a walk, 10 Ks. And, like, the stuff that he was doing, I mean, it's very impressive. Now, he's going to run into a lot of injuries, in my opinion, just with him being a crosswinder, right? Like, he's kind of like that Jake Arrieta from the left-handed side. Because Jake Arrieta, back in the day when he was on the Cubs and Baltimore and all those teams, right, he was always stepping over to the third base side to come back across the body. And I think that puts a lot of tension on the lower back and arm and everything like that. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he gets injured. But in the meantime, while he's healthy, that kid is a legitimate stud, man. And like you said, Hunter Green, no disrespect to Hunter Green, but Jesus, he needs to figure out how to pitch. Like, the guy just gets in there and throws a ball 100 miles an hour. And congratulations, your arm can withstand it. I'm not sitting here saying that that's not an impressive feat, but I'm saying the fact you only go 4 to 5 innings, majority of starts, is an absolute travesty. Like, that'll wear on your bullpen, a lot of taxation, ruins it for the rest of the guys on the team, because now all of a sudden, I can't go 5, 6 innings if I'm having a bad start. Hey, I might need to get pushed out 6, 7. Like a guy like Nick Lodolo, right? He's just come back off injury. Obviously, they don't want to press him, but at the same time, if they don't have a bullpen because Hunter Green can't go 5 innings, then all of a sudden that ruins it for the boys. But, like, yeah, the pitching matchup between him and Logan Gilbert yesterday was a great pitching matchup. I will say that.
Toronto Blue Jays. Fans sending it in all over us, Noli, or whatever, and that. They got some brooms out right now. The Yankees come into town leading, dominating, in control. Could be leaving town swept. That's a big series for the Jays. Wow. That was a must-win games for the Jays because they were struggling.
Well, you want to talk?
Did not look good in the lineup.
You want to talk about a guy that was struggling? Jeez, Dalton Varsho, prior to this series, was having, well, prior to the past basically 5 days, was off to an abysmal start offensively. And, I mean, two bombs today, two run and a solo there in the seventh inning now. And, yeah, he's up to four on the year. Obviously, the average is just kind of climbing up a little bit, too. Now he's up to, I think it's 240 average, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, like, I mean, like I said, coming into the week, 222 average, which doesn't sound impressive. But last week, I mean, he was hitting right around a buck. Like, he was in below his weight. So the improvement that he's made in the past week has been huge. And like you said, I mean, that's a huge sweep. If the Jays can pull it off and get the and close it down, like, that is a big one. Because, I mean, obviously, call up Romano yesterday, and Romano was giving everybody a heart attack, in my opinion. And that was a move that I still didn't understand, right? You call up Jordan Romano, like, you bring him back up off of the IL is what I'm saying. And you had Yimi Garcia, who was thrown in the ninth inning, and he was pitching lights-out baseball. Why do you change it? I get that he's your air quotations closer, Jordan Romano. But at the same time, if I got Yimi Garcia, and Yimi Garcia's on a heater, like, he's pitching phenomenally in the ninth inning, why am I throwing Jordan Romano, who's just coming off the IL, against arguably one of the best teams in baseball to start out the year in the New York Yankees, and throwing him into a high-pressure situation? Like, throw him in the seventh, eighth inning. Let him get his feet wet again for MLB games this year against one of the best hitting teams. Don't throw him into the fire and say, here you go, big fella, figure it out.
Another big bounce back for Kevin Gausman, too, because he just got shellacked the last time out. So he went against Stroman today, threw a great game. Stroman threw another great game for the Yankees. But, yeah, right now, 3-1 Jays. So want to wrap this one up, Nolan. We got a couple of minutes left. You've got your Sonny Gray back. No runs given up yet. Looks great. But the question is coming in, what's happening with Goldie and Arenado? Is it a blip? It's been going on for, this is going into the second year. What's happening? Because they're having to work hard to be a 500 team.
Well, Arenado, I don't know. The power numbers right now are not there. The average OPS, well, the average and on base are there. Defense is obviously there with Arenado again this year. He's made some fantastic plays and made the routine plays, obviously. But yeah, Goldie, I have no clue. Couldn't tell you. Couldn't hit a beach ball right now. Like, and this is what he was doing all spring training too. So his first series, obviously, he started out of the gates hot, and then that was it. So I am very concerned about what I'm seeing from Paul Goldschmidt, and especially since he's in the two hole. Right? Like, you're supposed to be a catalyst up there, and so far he hasn't hit to prove that he's been deserving of staying in the two hole. Like, it's one that obviously they need to move some pieces around in that lineup in St. Louis to try and stay competitive. Like you said, the pitching staff is doing enough of a job to keep everything in line for a win, but the offense, for whatever reason, can't do anything. They have zero clutch hitting ability, which drives me up the wall. Like, you're an MLB team, you get a guy on third and second, and you can't cash with nobody out. That blows my mind that could even be a thing. But I don't know, man. Like, I mean, it's easy enough for me to point the finger and just say fire Ollie and replace the staff. But at the same time, Goldie's a 15-year MLB vet. He'll get it figured out. And if he can't, like, unfortunately, you got to ride the pines, buddy. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here for our final thoughts.
What? One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, longtime Yankees radio voice guy, John Sterling, retired over the weekend. I mean, John Sterling, obviously, he's a guy that's been doing it with the Yankees for 36 years. So literally longer than my entire lifetime. And he's the only guy that I can really think of for the Yankees broadcasting booths and everything like that. And I get that he did the radio. Obviously wasn't too much on the color commentator side of it for television. But, I mean, he's just got, or at least he had one of those iconic voices. Obviously, you can all picture some John Sterling video of one of the famous Yankees calls that he's made throughout his whole career. But I mean, yeah, that one obviously was kind of a shock, especially since it was just effective immediately as the season was starting, right? That one took me completely by surprise. Didn't see that coming. Congratulations on your retirement, John. Hopefully you enjoy it.
Yeah, as they say, there's never an easy time and there's never a good time to retire, whether you're a player, a coach, manager, in this case, a broadcaster. They're the lifeline. They're the lifeline of the sport. They, you know what, we take it for granted so often, Nolan, but you're right. Those special people can put images in your minds that will go generations, not just at the moment, but lifetimes and generations. And so for John Sterling and all you Yankee fans out there, you know what I'm talking about, and his voices that you'll never forget. So exactly right. Enjoy retirement and just continue to be a ambassador of the game, I guess. You know what? Thank you for your service. Thank you so much for your service, for sure. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, a part of Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Nolan and I love it. We live it. We breathe it. We die it with you every day. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So wherever you are out there listening, we hope you have a fantastic week. It's all about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty, as you know. So whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, an umpire, whatever it is, however you love this game and whatever capacity you participate in it, continue doing what you do because we need it and it's in you. Just continue doing it on the high games, the low games, whatever, and everything in between. So unfortunately, Dirtbags, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.